The Cyprus Museum. Introduction. The Cyprus Museum is situated in Nicosia and is the archaeological museum of Cyprus, covering the history of the island from the Neolithic period up to the early Byzantine years. The museum as we see it today was established in 1935, when the British administration of that time founded the Department of Antiquities and voted the first relevant legislation regarding the antiquities. Until then, anyone could very easily obtain permission to undertake excavations and export the finds to the country of his desire. Due to this situation, a great number of Cypriot antiquities are exposed in all the big museums of the world, such as the British Museum in London, the Metropolitan Museum of Art in New York, the Louvre Museum, the museum in Stockholm and Berlin. There are antiquities from Cyprus even in the Archaeological Museum of Constantinople, which were offered by Luigi Palma di Cesnola, the consul of the United States of that time, after he had taken the authorization from the Sultan to undertake excavations in Cyprus during the 19th century. The erection of the building began in 1908 in memory of Queen Victoria of England, of which Cyprus was a colony at that time. This is a square building with rooms around and a rectangular courtyard in the centre, the atrium, which is now used as a storeroom and as a space for the restoration of antiquities. We are in front of the propylaea, which recall the facade of an ancient temple. Above the door, the commemorative plate is distinguished, and on the left is the museum shop, where you can buy guides for the museum and all the archaeological sites in Cyprus, as well as publications regarding the archaeology and the history of the island. We enter the building, where in the lobby the ticketing office is located. The museum has 14 rooms, and we will start our guided tour of the museum from the first room to the right.